dreyma fyrir norðan fjöllin blá. Þegur þína heima. Sumarið með sól og yl, sé og glögt má finna, ber þú kveðju blærin til. Bensku stöðva minna. Vastalin ég von að sjá, vill minn huga teima, það víst ég aldrei á. Annar staðar heima.
Hello, I'm Mark Stein. Oh. We can keep playing music. It's fine. That's what we're going to talk about. Welcome, everybody, and good to have you all back with us. You're hearing the work just then of one of our guests who became a friend of ours here in the United States now to perform in a couple of festivals, and tonight at Andy Music, which we'll be talking about. Bára Grímsdóttir is with us, and she is from Iceland, along with her husband, Chris Foster. Chris, good to have you both in the studio.
Hi.
Hi, nice to be here.
And welcome to the United States again.
Thank you.
I can say that our background here is that when my wife and I went to visit Iceland in November, our dear friend Leah Gilmore, who has collaborated and conspired with these two wonderful musicians, as she does across cultural boundaries to conspire with our fellow musicians, introduced us to them, and we met them there, and they were coming here to Baltimore to be at the festival we'll talk about in a moment, but they'll be playing tonight at Andy Music tonight at 9:30.
And 8 o'clock, too.
And 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock and 9:30, 409 North Charles Street. More information is available. Tickets available at A-N-D-I-E-M-U-S-I-K. That's AndyMusicLive.com. We'll tell you more about that in a minute. So welcome. Good to see you all.
Good to see
you,
too.
Been a while.
Yeah, nice to be here.
This is great. So, you know, when people hear about Iceland, one of the things I say about Iceland to people before the show began, the host of a show that came on before us, was that on our way to Reykjavik, we saw the stat that said Reykjavik has more bands per capita than any other city in the world.
Yeah, that's quite possibly true.
What is it about Iceland and music?
Nothing else to do there, really.
That's is that all it is, Bára?
Well, I don't know. There are lots of other things to do, Chris.
What is it about the culture of that land that inspires so many to music?
Well, on a serious point, I think that the music education system in Iceland has been really fantastic over the years. So a lot of kids get a really good musical education from an early age, and so they just sort of carry on, and then somehow over the last 20-30 years it's just become a thing that you do. You go in a band, and so people are constantly forming and reforming bands, but that's what kind of gets heard about in the world, you know, because of Björk and stuff like that. But what is less heard about is, you know, there are really fine brass bands. There's hundreds of choirs, very fine classical and jazz musicians who are not kind of well known, maybe outside of Iceland, but, you know, are playing world-class standard.
Mm, yeah, and classical musicians.
Yeah. It's a world-class symphony orchestra in Reykjavik, you know.
Right, and you sent us home with tons of music when we left.
Yeah.
So, Bára, describe the music you do.
Well, what we do, me and Chris, we do traditional Icelandic folk music and also English folk music. And I grew up with my grandparents and my parents singing certain style of traditional music, what we call kvæðalög or rímur, Maybe Chris, you can describe it.
Oh, thanks. Well, very quickly, or try to be very quick, there's a tradition that goes back a long, long way, hundreds of years, of singing these very long story songs. And they're broken down into mostly you'll find four-line verses, and there'll be hundreds of verses in a particular song, so many that they kind of break the songs down into chapters, so you'll have a different tune as you go through. So like you'll have 50 verses of one tune and then 50 verses of another tune and so on. And then later on, that same sort of musical form and same language structure for the lyrics got used for making shorter songs, which is something that Bauer's father was very, very clever at. So on this new CD, there are three pieces by him. And the other thing is that the melodies and the words have kind of parallel, separate lives. So you have a set of, you have a text for a song, mm-hmm. and then you pick a tune that you like off the shelf to be able to sing those words, because it's done on strict rules. So the line lengths will be a certain amount, and there'll be so many syllables in a line and so on. And then you've got, you know, a whole bunch of songs or tunes that will fit that particular structure. So it's a quite, it's a sort of mix and match kind of song building.
So is that, go ahead, I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's what she was doing and yeah. our parents did.
Yeah, but we also do different types of yeah. folk music. They are very nice hymn melodies, which we also perform.
So let's give our listeners another sense from the CD. We'll play a couple of cuts, give people a sense of what the music is. But what would you like to play for us? Give our listeners a sense of what they will hear tonight, and we can talk a bit about the music itself.
Okay.
Because you both do your own independent music, but you do your work together as well.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do Manyathi May.
Yeah.
First, this is so we're gonna. You're gonna hear a traditional Icelandic instrument, which is called langspil, which is, for those of you who know what one looks like, it's quite a lot like an Appalachian or mountain dulcimer that people play here. It has three strings, one of them plays a melody, and the other two are drones. I've just seen the engineer thinking, I need to put a microphone on this thing. But the weird thing about the langspil is that it's typically played with a bow rather than strummed or plucked. But we don't really know a great deal about it, how it was played, because it kind of died out about 100 years ago. We've got photographs of people playing them.
But no music. You didn't hear them.
No. No recordings. So we just have to sort of make it up as we go along. So basically what you're going to hear now is me kind of trying to get all kinds of different sounds out of the langspil while Bauer sings a song, which is a love song, in a kind of traditional form. And it's this—it's a man singing the song, actually, and he's comparing his beloved to all the wonders of nature, and he's so kind of overcome by the last verse he has to cling on to a rock in case he falls over. It's the knee trembler kind of factor, you know.
So this, and we're hearing, we'll be singing in Icelandic.
Yeah.
Yes. Here we go.
Do you want to put the mic? Is the mic in a good position for you?
It's probably all right.
All right.
Okay. Depends how wide a kind of reach it's got, but I'm sure it's all very good quality stuff here. Here we go. You ready, Bauer?
Yep. Skirt.
States every day. And if people across the glass are all applauding, but you can't hear them applauding because they're applauding. See, we have a whole crew in there, hosts and interns and engineers applauding the work.
But there's actually a story I have to tell you about this instrument, because I only met this actual instrument yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, because it was made right here in Maryland. And it has come out of our connection with Common Ground on the Hill in Westminster, Maryland, which begins next Sunday.
Right. That's why you're here.
Yeah. Through that, we've met a guy called Ken Coons and his son Ryan. And they've become very interested in all these weird old instruments. And Ken makes instruments. So he's built this Langspiel. So we didn't bring our one from Iceland. So we didn't want to pay the extra baggage charge. So we're using this very fine instrument, which has been made right here. So it just shows, actually, the reach of Common Ground on the Hill.
That's lovely. I like that. And one of the things we were talking to Lee about was I love the idea of the – can't wait to hear the, you all collaborate at some point, the real collaboration between Leah's gospel and blues coming out of America with your Icelandic music together.
Yeah.
And you're hearing how that marries.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're really looking to work on the Emoja project with her. That's coming up sort of in the next year or so.
That's going to be very exciting. Yeah. I want to be right there when it happens.
Yeah, right. Well, you're welcome.
In Reykjavik. Mm-hmm. Let me ask, while we have time here, to another piece, maybe something with a guitar and the two of you. Can we do that? We have about 3.5 minutes left. We'll have to kind of take us out. Let me remind you, while you're setting that up, that you want to come down tonight, meet us there at 8 o'clock and at 9:30. It's at Andy Musique, 409 North Charles Street. You can buy tickets at the door, but you can also go to andymusiquelive.com. That's andymusiquelive.com. It'll also be on our Steiner Show website for you to hear it. But what would you like to take us out with here?
What about Stökur Furukonunar?
Yeah, that's a good
idea. It's on a CD.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to hear? Oh, okay.
Because that's got the guitar, and it's also interesting for the CD because it's got other instruments.
What kind is that?
It's number 13.
Number 13. They've got it. Okay, good.
Yeah.
He acted like he understood your Icelandic. I don't think he really did, but he knows he's got 13.
Yeah.
So we keep it under for a minute so we can talk a minute. But
blues text. Very sad love song.
Yeah. So it's like blues Icelandic style.
Is this one you wrote?
No.
This is traditional, but it's our arrangement.
And so please join us tonight. Val and I are going to be there. We're looking forward to getting everybody to come down and really enjoy a music you do not hear in our community often. And they're both here with us. Bara Grimstadtir is with us, and Chris Foster playing together. There'll also be a Common Ground on the Hill, which we'll be talking more about in the next coming weeks. Maybe have them back on with other musicians to play while they're here preparing for that. But tonight, Andy Musique downtown, great venue, lovely place, many good restaurants to eat and drink in down there. And really good to see the two of you.
It's nice to be here.
So we'll be there tonight, and then we'll have them back on in the coming weeks while they're here to have longer segments of good music and conversation with our friends from overseas. I'll remind you as we leave here tonight. Do I want to do that? If I can find the right papers. Here they are. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Bobby Marvin Holmes, Mark Gunnery, and Stephanie Marvronis. Our engineers are Andre Melton. Our interns are Lila Warshaw, Albert Phillips Jr., Daniel Dupree, Alexander Rudy, Sinead Hawkins, and Kamani Seldon. Our theme music by Walt Matthews of Clean Cuts. Please go to steinershow.org. All information about their concert tonight and Andre Music will be there, and about our other works, the works of our guests as well. And you can download all we do here now on iTunes. So go to iTunes and download our podcast or just listen to them there. And let's go out and enjoy this music as we leave you. I'm Mark Steiner, WEAA 88.9 FM. Take care. Have a lovely weekend. Put music in it.